Focus Like a Rhino by Beyond Today host, Darris McNeely. An encounter with a rhino reminds me of the need to keep a sharp focus on what is in front of me. While speaking earlier this week at our Malawi Leadership Conference, I cautioned my audience about envying the lifestyle of the typical American. "Don't envy what I have," I said. "I have more distractions because of all the things I have. You have less. But that can help you stay focused on what is important." God tells us, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew 6:33. This is perhaps the most straightforward piece of wisdom Christ spoke. We cannot let God's kingdom take second place to anything in our life. Each day requires a straightforward, undistracted approach to our calling. Yet, for all of us, life throws so much distraction in our path. On a safari trip during our time here, we have seen several white rhino. They methodically move along with their head down, eating the grass in front of them. They do not stop in their relentless task to sustain their large bodies. When something, or in the case of someone, as this picture shows, gets in their way or threatens their forward progress, they are intent on removing the obstacle. Had we not backed our truck up, I think this fellow would have charged us to move out of his way. That's how we have to be with any worthwhile job, task, or project. Keep focused, head down, avoid distractions. Get to the end of the job, get it done. That's what a rhino does. And if it needs to make a charge to get done, it will do just that. He who endures to the end will be saved. Keep at the calling. Don't get distracted by the things and stuff of life. Focus like a rhino and seek first God's kingdom. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.